QLG, KI4DOS. Look to your left right before you get to the traffic light up here at Main Street. It's on the left.
That dude was in the middle of everything. I tell you, don't know where my mind would be sometimes if it wasn't attached to my head.
Exactly what you're talking about. If mine wasn't attached, I'd take it out, roll it down the street, and lose it, I guess.
I just pulled in here to trash dump. Let me get out for about 30, 45 seconds.
Tell me when you get back mobile again. I'm be heading down Highway 8. Talk to you in a bit. KO42LG, KI4DOS mobile.
KI4DOS, KO4NUE.
Good, what are you doing today, my other brother?
What's going on, boss man? You having a good day?
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't believe what we found over there.
Oh, man, I bet. Did you get my text this morning?
I did. I knew right where that road was. I didn't know what house you lived in. But I do now, and Chris made out pretty good over there, too.
Good deal. Well, I'll give you a holler on cell phone if that's all right.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
KO4NUE, clear.
Now, here in a minute, he just throwing some trash away over to dump, so he'll be back on the radio in a few minutes. But anyway, give me a call. I'll talk to you on the telephone. KO4NUE, KI4DOS mobile.
KO4QLG.
I'll just hang around on radio just a little bit then until everybody gets home. But say it went pretty good.
Well, over there, I just took a bunch of pictures and I'll go home and catalog all this stuff, put it in the computer, and put it on the swap net starting next week. But Chris bought a couple of items over there while we were looking. Matter of fact, he took the ones that were mounted in the man's truck. We unloaded them, took them out of the truck and everything. So we know they're programmed and they're working.
A good deal. All right, well, did you get able to get the other item straightened out, over?
I don't know about which other item you're talking about. There's so many of them in the fires right now.
Tighten the nut up on the back of it, over.
Well, I was going to bring that this morning, but Chris called and told me to meet him over at Ace Hardware over there next to Ingles. On the way over to that lady's house, and so I did that. So I just left it at the house. Over.
I've got a wrench to fit it here. So either way you want to do it and bring it to the house. I know we got some stuff to do on the Genpo yet, but either way, bud, whatever you need.
Work that out. May just throw it in the car. When Joy and Anna make up their minds of what's going on, what's going to happen. I know what Anna told Joy last night.
Right, I just, that's what I told you the other day. I'm not even going to get involved in that, because if I do, it's going to change anyway. So might as well just let them figure it out and be done with it, and I'll just do the cooking.
And I told Joy, I said, actually showed me the text that her and Anna were texting back and forth. I said, well, it don't make any difference to me. It don't make any difference to Chad. I said, y'all decide what you want to do. I said, might as well just decide to make a day of it.
So I'll have, just let her know, I'll have everything ready, because I know that drive can be, you know, a little bit difficult, but we'll have everything ready so she can, you know, get on back and get comfortable. I know how that is, over.
She'll get comfortable over there, I know. No problems whatsoever as far as that's concerned. But I'll just throw those in the back of the car or the truck, wherever we decide to drive, and we'll get that taken care of, and won't have to worry about it no more.
That can be a little bit annoying, especially after some use, because that thing kind of holds everything in the, well, not everything, but a lot of stuff in the back end. When you blow the back end out, it just kind of falls apart.
Like I told you, I didn't really want to use it until I got that all tightened up and taken care of. And, matter of fact, I talked to Chris about it a little bit this morning. And we'll let him chime in there. Go ahead and pick it up there, Chris. KI-4 DOS mobile.
Mike in here. Just thinking about the new radio I got. I'll be geared up for that. Simplex Network. Looking at doing with PCCG.
That's coming up pretty soon, isn't it, Chris?
Get me an antenna on the way, I guess. Probably just gonna stick it here in the suburban. Got an extra antenna in my mouth.
Well, I'm working on the whole Windlink thing. I don't know if Gary's interested in something like in that, but I think I got everything to get all that configured, except for one little piece. I had to order it from Tigertronics this morning. I think it's about $6, but I think I've got it figured out. So I'm just going to let you know, Gary, if that's something you want to try to do. It'd be pretty simple.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I've got signal links and all that stuff there at the house. I don't know what all you need to get on Windlink, but shoot, yeah, we'll try it out. And that new radio Chris has got is a TMV71A, over. Yeah.
Oh, buddy. That one's data ready. That's a nice radio, Chris.
Couldn't read the manual for it. Might have to download something like that. Everything was in foreign languages.
When you get home, before you get home, just open the gate and just go on down there to the cabin and hanging on a thumbtack right there at the window is a complete PDF manual for it, so just get it and take it on back, because that's a nice radio.
PDF on paper or PDF on flash drive?
PDF on paper, ready to go.
A bit more of my generation.
Print one off, you didn't have a laptop made in 1979. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. 1981, my bad.
Chris is going to get you before the day's over with. You know that, so you might as well get prepared for it. And, yeah, there's two more of those over there, too, just to let you know.
All right, roger that. Well, as far as Chris getting me, that's okay. I owe him. I think I owe him about six or maybe seven. I can't remember.
Be around, don't you, Chris?
Probably is the other way around there, Chad. But you start their month pretty quick.
I figure that, because here's the way I'm figuring. Now, I know you and I don't always figure things right, but the way I'm figuring this is the ones that I get you on, they're little bitty. They don't count too much. You wait till they stack up and then pretty much, you know, go for the jugular when you get me. So it takes me, you know, a couple months to recover. So what I'm trying to say is, for every four of mine, that's one of yours. So if I about got that right.
Trying to figure out how you learned to count
from the picking side of the family.
See, this four equals one. That might be Pickens High School way of counting, but that ain't the way I learned.
High school way of counting there, Chris, that ain't Pickens.
Pickens might be on the same scale.
So, I guess radio works?
8071?
Yeah.
Gary flipped it on there and checked it out for us before we pulled it out. And didn't make any contact, but we was just there checking things out, you know.
Well, good deal. I'm glad, I mean, you know what the radio does. That is a really nice radio.
Remember the high output wattage on that radio on the UHF side?
Gary, I do not, but I will. I'll find out. It's a little bit lower than the VHF. Of course, all of them are. I think, but I'll find out and let you know here in just a couple minutes. Y'all go ahead and pick it up.
It's 50. It might be 45, but I was thinking it was 50. But that's just me thinking. I don't know everything, you know. I'm not at home with my know-it-all.
I kind of question his comeback on that when he comes back with. If he thinks 4 equals 1, something might be a little awry with them numbers.
Let me make sure I got it. Numbers right when it deals with money. But when I'm dealing with you, I have to skew things a little bit because if I don't, I end up losing.
Using the end of that stick anyway, you shape it there, Chad. I don't feel that way.
Right. I'm never going to win. So, you know, when you know you're not going to win and you just, you know, all you can do is just do the best you can do. So that's pretty much what's happening here.
But you get a good one in every now and then, though.
That big old Ford pickup truck like to bought him a Chevrolet. He crossed over a double yellow line. And just kept coming. I had to blow the horn at him, get him to jerk it back over on his side of the road.
You over at the gravel place?
No, I'm over here at Sluder Dam and Pace Valley Road, if you know where that is.
Exactly, but, all right, well, listen, let me step out here just for a minute and let me figure out what this output is. I'll be right back. KO4NUE. I'll be back just a second, Gary.
Me and Chris will ride together. He ought to be getting close to the house now.
KO4MRA Mobile.
Pick it up there, young man.
Everybody on here. Yeah, Gary, just want to let you know, I ended up buying that cobweb antenna. So, just got it up a couple days ago. Seems to be doing very, very well for me.
Good deal there, Fred. I'm glad it's working well for you. I put up a couple of the spider beams and the hex beams and some of those. Never dealt with the cobweb antenna, though, but I'm glad it's working.
Visible wall I was hitting with my fan dipole, which, I mean, it wasn't the exact perfect conditions. It was what I had, but I'm breaking that invisible wall now that I seem to have hit.
Now you know your radio's not broken. Everything's working right.
Yep, for sure. Just waiting on Mr. Gabriel to get done with my amplifier, and then I'll tag that on there, and I'll have to change my matchbox up to a higher wattage one. But, yeah, it's pretty easy to put together. Tuning, that's a different story. I still got to play around with 20 at SWR. It's just way too high for my radio to take out right now. But hope you're doing good today, Gary.
Explain, I went over to a Silent Keys house this morning to see. I took a bunch of pictures of the equipment that the lady has for sale, the widow, and we're going to try to help her out. And got to visit with Chris, KO4QLG. He went over there with me, and we enjoyed that. Come to find out, his next-door neighbor may be related to my wife. So it's been a real good day so far.
Always bad when you got to go to a Silent Key, but, you know, I'm glad you guys made a good day of it. Gary, when you get a minute, man, shoot me some pictures. I'm definitely after some equipment right now.
Okay.
You get it? I'm about ready to destinate to where I'm going. You guys take care. 7-3's all. Okay, for it, Mike.
When I get to the house, I'm going to hang on a minute. I don't like to hire the fire department for some reason. But I'll shoot you some pictures. I got them on my phone. I'll download them into the computer, and I told the lady I'd make her a spreadsheet, and I'll send it to her that way. But I'll shoot you some pictures of it, no problem.
Well, when I get where I'm going, I'll send you my cell phone number as well. You can just text them to me if you would rather. That would make it easier.
You got my phone number?
Negative, not in position to record it right now. Still pulling in this driveway here.
Right for another minute or two, so when you get stationary and you get a crayon, you're ready to copy, let me know.
30 seconds here, my wife's pulling out a pen and a piece of paper. Here with that number.
Area code 864-567-1101.
Gary, mine'll be from a 910 area code, just so it doesn't look weird to you or anything spoofy. But, yeah, we're pulling in now. You guys pick it up. I'll text you here in just a couple of minutes, Gary. It's good to hear you guys on the repeater. 7-3's KI4MI mobile.
Give me a text whenever you get a chance. That'd be fine. Tell that sweet bride of yours we said hello, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. KI4MRA, KI4DOS mobile.
SQL4NUE.
It's quiet, Chad.
Do you remember if that's V71A or V71E? Okay, so the manual says that it is three ranges. Low is 5 watts, mid is 10 watts, high is 50 watts, both 2 meter and 440.
What I thought I remembered, but I couldn't swear to it. So we know it'll put out at 50 on 70 centimeters.
That's what the instruction manual says, so, yeah.
Red KI4DOS mobile.
Destinated, but I'm still out here in the truck. Just figuring things out. I did copy that power up.
Like everybody's desk. destinated, Fred's destinated, Chris is destinated, I've destinated, and Chad ain't never left the house, so we in good shape. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to jump off of here and go in the house. I'll turn the radio on in the house, and we can either continue it on the radio or the cell phone. Talk to y'all in a bit. KI4DOS mobile clear.
QE clear.
Go for QLG. I'll be clear soon.